AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump told CNBC the ceasefire with Iran could be extended if talks resume, even if he doesn't want that.
Iran can get themselves on a very good footing if they make a deal. They can make themselves into a strong nation again, a wonderful nation again. They have incredible people.
The president also said he expects to be bombing. Iran's parliament speaker says Tehran has new cards on the battlefield that haven't yet been revealed. Regional officials tell the AP the U.S. and Iran are sending top negotiators to Pakistan for round two peace talks tomorrow. It's also the day the ceasefire expires. The U.S. has seized an oil tanker.
The U.S. Defense Department has released video showing U.S. forces boarding an oil tanker previously sanctioned for smuggling Iranian crude oil in Asia. The Pentagon says that U.S. forces conducted a right-of-visit maritime interdiction and boarded the MT Tifani without incident. It's the latest move in the U.S. war on Iran to stop any ship tied to Tehran. Ship tracking data shows that the Tifani was carrying oil in the Indian Ocean Tuesday between Sri Lanka and Indonesia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says she doesn't want a Donald Trump puppet as chair of the Federal Reserve. The president's nominee, Kevin Warsh, is before the Senate Banking Committee.
I'm committed to ensuring that the conduct of monetary policy remains strictly independent. Equally committed to work with the administration and Congress on non-monetary matters that are part of the Fed's remit. And I commit myself to accountability.
Warsh pledged to fight inflation, even as the president renewed his demands for interest rate cuts that could worsen it. Jurors are hearing opening statements in Harvey Weinstein's New York rape retrial, nearly 8 years after the former movie tycoon's arrest. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street after United Health Group and other big companies turned in bigger profits than expected. Crude oil prices were relatively stable Tuesday, as optimism seems to be sticking that the U.S. and Iran will avoid a worst-case scenario for the economy, even as the war continues. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is close to the all-time high it reached last week. The Dow rose 83 points, that's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite was up 0.2%. Brent crude edged up 0.5% to almost $96 a barrel. That's still up sharply from about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
Forward Ermadin Demirovic is promising drinks for the whole city of Stuttgart, Germany, if he made it to the World Cup with Bosnia-Herzegovina. Surprise, his team is in the World Cup. He's now organizing drinks and ice cream for kids as a thank you. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.